The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph discusses the fact that when we say Amen Yehishme Rabbah, so Kodesh Baruch Hu feels very bad for the fact that he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and bad about the fact that he sent us into Golus. And this is a this is one of the messages that Eliyahu HaNavi had for Rabbi Yossi, that every time the Jewish people, I'll read you a lesson over there, Ela b'shasha Yisrael nechnasin levate knesios levate midrashos ba'onin yehei shmei hagadol mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu minaneh v'rosho. So anytime we say yehei shmei hagadol, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu nods his head. And he says, Ashrei HaMelech shemekalsin oso beveso. Kach, fortunate is a king who is praised thusly in his house. Ma'lo la'av shehigla es banav. What can a father do who has sent his children away? And woe is to the children who have been sent away from their father's table. So you see that this is something caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to regret sending us into Golus and regret destroying the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, what is the link between Kaddish and specifically the lack of Beis HaMikdash and the Golus, and why does it make HaKadosh Baruch Hu long for the Geula? So Tosfos addresses this point a little bit, and Tosfos points out that there are two different meanings to what Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah might actually be reflecting, depending on how you understand it. So Tosfos says, if you look at the Lashon of the Girsa here, so it says Yehei Shmei Hagodol. That's the Divrei Maskil of Tosfos. Now, if you look in our Gemara, so it says Yehei Shmei Hagodol, but then the Marsha changes it to Yehei Shmo Hagodol, which makes more sense in what Tosfos is about to say. So he says, because Tosfos points out that this is a raya against the explanation of the Machzor Vitri. What does the Machzor Vitri say? An interesting explanation, that Shmei Rabbah is not a word Shmei, as in the standard Aramaic word for Shemo. Rather, Shmei is Shem Yud He. It's a combination of the word Shem and the representative name of Hashem of the first half of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Yud He, like Kol Neshama Tahalel Ka, right? So he says, why would we think that the word means this? Because we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be completed. Why should it be completed? It quotes the Pasuk in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. And we darshan that the name and the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be complete kol zman that Amalek is in the world, meaning Amalek is the manifestation of evil in this world. And if Amalek is in the world, then it'll be Yod Al Kes Ka. The hand of Amalek will always be on the kisei of Hashem, meaning the word kisei is spelled with an aleph at the end, and Ka should be Yod Kei Vav Kei. So neither the throne of Hashem nor the name of Hashem is complete kol zman that Amalek exists in this world. That is the drasha that Chazal make over there. And therefore, the Machzor Vitri suggests that when we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, specifically we're saying Yehei Shmei Rabbah. The name of Hashem should become Rabbah. It should be greater, meaning it should be the full Yud Kei Vav Kei, not just the shortened version of Yud Hei. Now, what does Yud Hei represent? It represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech in Shemayim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech in heaven. But Amalek, because there's evil in this world, because there are all these people who go against Hashem in this world and deny Hashem in this world, so he is not, the Vav He is not full, because there are too many people out there who deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership over both the heavens and the earth. So that is the problem with Amalek, and therefore the tefillah of Yehei Shmei Rabbah longs for the future Geula, where we say, Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Just as Hashem is one, so too his name will be one, meaning right now Hashem is one. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the reality of his essence, is truly one, and obviously if he felt like it, he could rule over everything in a second, but that's not the way he wants us to go. He wants this world to choose him and bring about the Geula, through which it'll be not only Hashem is one, but his name will be one as well, that the whole world will know to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. So that is what we're davening for according to the Machzor Vitri. However, Tosfos rejects this view, and he says, how could it be that Shmei means Shem Yud Hei? Because the way you would learn that is Yeheshme, his shortened name, Rabba, should become big, it should be great. However, if you look in Megirsa of the Gemara says, Yeheshme Hagadol, or according to the Marsha, Yeheshmo Hagadol Mevorach. His great name should be blessed. So the way the Machzor Vitri would have to read the Kaddish couldn't include that hey by Hagadol. Because if you're saying Shmo Hagadol, like we say in benching, Bavur Shmo Hagadol, right? So that is, the word Gadol is modifying, and it's an adjective for the word Shmo. So it can't be that it's two separate things, that his name should become bigger, should become greater. Rather, it is obviously modifying the nature of his name, which is Shmo Hagadol, his great name. And what should happen to it? It should be Mevorach, it should be blessed. Right? According to the Machzor Vitri, the way you would have to read it is Yehei Shmei Rabba, his name of Shem Yehei should be great, and Umevorach, it should also be blessed. So that's how Tosas explains the Machzor Vitri, and he says the Girsa of this Gemara contradicts that viewpoint, and therefore this Gemara is a raya against the Machzor Vitri, and the simple reading is that Shmei is just the Aramaic for Shmo, as our Gemara here connotes. That is point number one. Point number two in Tosfos is, why is it that Aramaic why is the Kaddish in Aramaic? So Tosfos, once they were dispelling myth number one, which is the Machzor Vitri's pshat, they wanted to dispel myth number two. So the Lashon Tosfos uses V'gam Masha Omer Ma'olam, right, and that which the Olam says, L'kachom Kaddish B'Lashon Aram, is the reason we say Kaddish in Aramaic, L'fisha Tefila Noa V'Shevach Gadol Hu Akinitgan B'Lashon Targum Shalei Yavino Amalachim. Right, we say it in Targum because it is such a great and beautiful tefillah. We don't want the malachim to hear it and get jealous of us, and therefore, in order to avoid the problem, we dafka say it in Aramaic because we don't want the malachim. We know we have sources that the Gemara understands Aramaic. We have sources in the Gemara that malachim don't understand Aramaic, and thus they won't hear it and become jealous of us. Tosfos rejects this, and they say just the opposite. Rather, that's not the pshat. We have lots of beautiful tefillos. The real reason is that the whole idea of the Aramaic Kaddish is, he quotes the Gemara in Sota, you know, Olam Eskayim Elas Kiddusha de Sidra, or Sidra de Kiddushta, Va'ayehesh Me Rabba de Basar Agadita. So he says that the whole idea is that there are two things that we say in Aramaic, and these things hold up the world, and specifically Kedusha de Sidra, which is the Kedusha we say in Ovelet Zion, as well as Amen Yeshme Rabba, that we say in what we call the Kaddish de Rabbanan. Right? And what does that mean? That after the Drusha, they would say Divrei Agadita, the rabbi would speak. And who is he speaking to? The people who wanted to come to the Agadita Shir, people who wanted to come to hear a nice story, some nice Drushas, some enjoyable deeper ideas, but not the people who like the dry lumdus and halacha, that they come to hear the halacha shir. Those people were lamdanim, so they wouldn't have needed the Kaddish to be in Aramaic. The people who come to these other shirim, though, the balabatim, who don't really understand Lashon HaKodesh so much. Remember, in those days, people were not very educated, and Amei Aretz were real Amei Aretz. Today, you say somebody's an Amei Aretz if he says a svara you don't like. But in reality, in those days, Amei Aretz really didn't know anything, and they didn't necessarily know Hebrew, but they did know Aramaic. And therefore, they wrote the Kaddish in the Aramaic, so the Amei Aretz should understand. So just to summarize the Tosos again, point number one was Machlokas Tosos and Machzor Vitri, what the word Shmei means. According to Machzor Vitri, it means Shem Yud Hei, and according to Tosfos, it means Shmei is an Aramaic for Shemo, and that's point number one. And point number two is Tosfos rejecting the opinion that Kaddish is an Aramaic because we don't want the Malachim to understand it, whereas Tosfos says, no, the reason it's in Aramaic is because we want Dafka, the Balabatim, should understand it, and that's usually when Kaddish was said, when it was originally written. Now, the Gra in his Perish Imrei Noam to Maseches Brachos puts these two answers of Tosfos together, and he says it's not two independent thoughts that Tosfos is having. This is Tosfos L'Shitasam. Tosfos has a Shita over here. What is the Shita? Tosfos' opinion is based on the idea that number one, Shme is Aramaic, meaning Kaddish is supposed to be said in Aramaic. Why? Because the whole reason Kaddish was Nitkan in Aramaic was so people should understand it, meaning we want the entirety of Kaddish to be in Aramaic. So the word Shmo would not be the word that was used. So there's no reason to think that Shme is anything but the Aramaic for Shmo. Mashenkin, according to the Machzor Vitri, he must hold of the first pshat in Tosfos, which is the reason the Kaddish was written in Aramaic, was so the Malachi Asharis shouldn't understand it. But that just applies to the vast majority of the Kaddish. We don't want the Malachim to understand it. But if we could slip in some Lashon HaKodesh into the Kaddish, of course we would do that. We want there to be as much Lashon HaKodesh as possible, no question about it. And therefore, it's shayach to say that why would we dafka say Shmei instead of Shmo? Rather, Shmei doesn't dafka have to be something that the Malachim don't understand. And thus, Shmei could mean Shem Yud Hey, not necessarily Shmei in Aramaic. Now, this is the Gra's understanding that, again, you would differentiate between whether we dafka want the entirety of the Kaddish to be in Aramaic versus it just has to be that way because we don't want the Malachim to understand it. That has effect. So I wanted to just add on to that idea. It is known that there are two basic pronunciations for how you say Kaddish. Should you say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, or should you say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh? Now, why would we say Yiskadel versus Yiskadal? So the simple reason is that the pasuk upon which the Kaddish is based is, as the Torah points this out, is in the Sefer Yechezkel, when it talks about the end of Melchemes Gog u'Magog, it says v'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti bein ha'amim, that I will be made great and I'll be sanctified amongst the nations, meaning that's what we're talking about when we say we want Hashem's name to be sanctified and brought back with the Geula. It's referring to this at the end of Melchemes Gog u'Magog. So the word l'hiskadil, or l'hiskadilti v'hiskadishti, when translated to future tense in Binyan Hitpael, in Sefer Yechezkel, but when it gets brought into the future tense, would become Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. That would be the better way to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, if you want to be saying these words, Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, and specifically in Hebrew, then you would say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. However, when you translate those words into Aramaic, it becomes pronounced Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. And thus, you could argue that the two Deis and Tosfos are also dependent, also have enough gemina, excuse me, as to how you're supposed to pronounce the first words of the Kaddish. If you say that the whole idea is that the entirety of the Kaddish is supposed to be said in Aramaic because it was Nitkan for the sake of the Balabatim who didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so why would we slip in two Hebrew words to start things off? Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. We should say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. We want it to be in Aramaic. That was the Kavana when Chazal instituted it. However, if you say that, no, really, we would love it if the whole thing could be in Lashon HaKodesh, Elamai, we have no choice because we don't want the Malachi Asharis to get upset at us. Therefore, we say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh because Halavai, we should be able to say some of it in Lashon HaKodesh. We don't want to say the entire thing in Aramaic, and therefore it's nice to start off as a remnant or a shout out to the psukim upon which Kaddish is based. So we want to start off with Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Now that was the shita of the Vilna Gaon himself, that you're supposed to say Kaddish Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. That's how the Mishnah Berurah likes it. However, many others have the custom to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, and obviously both are, you're certainly Yotze no matter which one of the two you choose. Interesting, there is no commentary as in the Mishnah Berurah when he paskins it's dafka supposed to be Yiskadel with a tzere about what's a Yisparach v'Yishtabach v'Yispa'ar. Right, so how is that supposed to be said? So from time to time, you'll hear people in shul pronounce that. Sometimes they'll say Vitzere and they'll Yisba'er, right, or Yisbarech. So it's questionable whether or not that is necessary. I don't claim to know enough grammar to say whether that's the better way to pronounce it. However, it could be even within this explanation that it's not necessary to say all of that in Hebrew. We want to start off in Hebrew as a tribute to Lashon HaKodesh, but once we move into the Aramaic, we basically keep it that way, and we don't necessarily switch back to Lashon HaKodesh after that. It's archaic, and it's worth looking into for those who are interested in these sorts of subjects.